540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work on the state budget may come to a stop if leaders of the Wisconsin legislature and Governor Tony Evers don't agree on a bill aimed at directing more state money to local communities and do it by the end of this week. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
The sticking point is whether Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
If we do not get a deal this week, I think we should strip out all of the Milwaukee things, and we will just focus on the balance of the bill, which is repealing the personal property tax and making sure that every community around the state is not held hostage by Milwaukee's problems.
The governor and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu want the sales tax votes to be taken by the Milwaukee City Council and County Board. Democrats like Milwaukee Senator LaTanya Johnson want that too.
A referendum is basically a death sentence for Milwaukee. That will not pass.
Milwaukee and Milwaukee County leaders say higher sales taxes are crucial to both governments balancing their budgets after years of fiscal crises. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's Parole Commission would have to publicly post the names of people granted release from prison, as well as those who had their parole revoked. That's under another bill the state Senate passed yesterday. The Parole Commission became an issue after Douglas Balzowitz was released from prison. He served only 25 years of an 80-year sentence for killing his wife in West Dallas. The state assembly has passed a package of bills to streamline the professional licensing process in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Stuart Waddles reports.
The Department of Safety and Professional Services has been criticized in recent years for long waits for the state papers numerous professions need to do their jobs. The department has noted that application wait periods have been cut in half since 2021. The legislation will now head to the state Senate.
Wisconsin schools could have more funding heading their way for training teachers, hiring reading coaches, and to cover the cost of materials aimed to improve reading skills among Wisconsin students. State Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay is confident the legislature will include $50 million in the upcoming biennial budget to fund such initiatives. Nearly 600 workers, a part of the Collectivo Collective, will now be covered by a union contract ratified by employees this week after a roughly three-year process, according to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Employees at the Milwaukee-based Collectivo Coffee Roasters Incorporated have been organizing for union representation since mid-2020. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers made a visit to Racine's Samuel Myers Park, following the city's selection as a grant recipient from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program. The grant, amounting to a little over $26,000, will be allocated to the installation of a viewing platform at the park and aims to improve public access to the revitalized wetland area. Milwaukee police are searching for a man who allegedly burglarized a home Tuesday and then set it on fire. Witnesses say they saw the man leaving the house with stolen appliances before flames took over the home. Community engagement for Racine Police this week had kids aiming to dunk a cop. It was the culmination of a reading program for kids at Wadewitz Elementary. Students read over 3,400 stories in the last weeks of school. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers with a big win over Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a dominating 10-2 victory over the Orioles last night at American Family Field. Willie Adames got things started in the bottom of the first. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
And he sends out one to field. He's watching this one fly. And Adames, welcome back to the lineup. A solo home run in the first inning.
It was Willie's first game back after being hit in the temple by a hard foul ball while in the dugout May 26th.
Sometimes, you know, this game will hit you, you know, I mean, after I got hit like that, you know. I felt like that was like my first game this season. You know, like I was so full of energy. You know, I was just having so much fun, and I think everybody was having fun.
Joey Weimer with two home runs and all 16 hits for the Crew. Craig Counsell joked after the win.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. We went and I went and hit everybody in the face with a baseball after that. And
Corbin Burnes was brilliant on the mound. 8 scoreless innings on 96 pitches, striking out 9. I asked him, what was the key?
Just getting ahead in the count, attacking with a cutter. Curveball and changeup was kind of hit and miss all night. So had those been on point, that would have been even more fun.
So the Brewers go for the sweep this afternoon. A 1-10 start, Kyle Bradish against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. And there's doubleheaders scheduled today in New York and Philadelphia after the Yankees and the Phillies had to call off their games due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. NFL, the Packers wrapping up OTAs this week. Next week is the mandatory minicamp. In the NBA Finals, the Nuggets with a 109-94 win in Miami last night to go up 2-1. And the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin, got to meet some of his new players, including Marjan Beauchamp, who says he's now off to see Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm actually taking off to Greece tomorrow, so I'm supposed to meet him.
In Greece?
Yep.
What are you guys going to do while you're over there?
Train to go, and we're going to get ready for next season.
That's the Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a new recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
All right, Father, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Look, the sun is shining, man.
Yeah, it is up. We still got that haze from those wildfires in Canada, though.
So when you think we have haze, man, did you see New York?
Oh, yeah. New York, I guess, has the worst air quality in the entire world right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of amazing, man. And, you know, people have to live there. But, you know, such is the world. I don't know, man. I want to begin. I've got guests, and I want to introduce my guest, Miss Solana Patterson. Good morning to you, young lady. How are you?
Good morning.
You've been around the block a few times. You've been in a few fights, and you're still standing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I've been in a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
politics, and nonprofits, ran myself.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah, politics. And so you are here representing MKE Black, and you are also, you brought along with you Asha Sawyers. Hello. Good morning to you, young lady. How are you?
Good morning. I am well.
It is good to have both you young ladies in the studio. You guys represent an organization called MKE Black. Yeah. Let's talk about what MKE Black stands for.
MKE Black is a nonprofit organization that focuses on Black-owned businesses in the Milwaukee area. And we have an app that people can download on their phones on Android and Apple devices. It has about 800 Black businesses, both brick and mortar and service industry. And then we're also going to be expanding it to also have mental health and doctors and like just basically any kind of service that is Black in Milwaukee. So we basically want to give people an opportunity to know what's out there. Like, you need to get your tire changed. Check the app first. If you need to, go grocery store, check the app first. Like, there's a lot of people on there. And so our goal and our mission is basically awareness and to put money in the pockets of Black business owners.
You know, for people who are listening who don't know much about the city of Milwaukee, always ask the questions about why Milwaukee is in the condition that it's in. You said 800 black businesses. Mm-hmm. And, man, that's great to know that we have people who are establishing businesses are one thing. Being able to maintain them is altogether another thing, and the financing necessary. So what happens, because we see businesses, because I live in the city, I see businesses come and go. How do we begin to bring about stability? Is that part of what creating the app and what you guys are doing? Because longevity is really the key to any business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first, I want to say that anybody who gets in the arena of starting a business will find very quickly that it is very difficult. We can all talk about having a business, but it's kind of like what Mike Tyson said. Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
And that's the first thing that happens when you get into business. It is very difficult to do this. It looks great on TV, but in real life, it costs something. And so what we're doing with MKE Black is not only creating the app so that you can find these businesses, we are working to get the resources to the businesses that will help them to sustain, to go from being a vendor at our marketplaces like Emmy's African Cuisine to now holding a store of her own. And that comes, number one, with awareness, and number two, with the obvious thing, more customers consuming that product, and people can't buy what they don't know about. And so we're always trying to make people aware.
You know, it's a good thing, because, you know, when I clearly don't know, you know, I just be straight up with you. Every opportunity I have to support black business, I do. People may say, well, Earl, that's kind of racist and bigoted. No, it's not. Because when you talk about the way things are in this life and in this city, in Milwaukee, in the state, Milwaukee struggles with black businesses. And so I can, because I've been there all my life, I can really, when you talk about the longest standing black businesses, I can probably only put my hand on maybe five that have been able to survive during my lifetime. Mm.
Longer than a few years.
Yeah, longer than a few years. And the key to business survival, customers, right?
Customers, all day.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, too, because, you know, sometimes we get that where it's like, why are you only supporting black businesses? Mm-hmm. And the reality is that we all have a work to do. OK, Betty Brim Museum has a work to do with children. OK, MKE Black has a work to do. Mm-hmm. And all of us, Earl Ingram has a work to do. And if we all stand in our place of work and do a good job, we build a better world. And so it's not about me stopping what we're doing with black businesses to come over here and help somebody else. There are people standing in those places doing that work. If you love that work, support that work.
Yeah.
And this is the work that we've been given to do, and this is what we're doing.
Yeah, it's the mission of MKE Black. That doesn't mean we don't do stuff in other arenas. As you said, like, I've done stuff in all kinds of arenas, and I do stuff with a lot of different types of ethnicities when it comes to different work. Like, it's an all hands on deck. It's not one thing or another, but this is the mission of MKE Black. This is where we felt like that was important and what the founders thought was important. So, you know, that's just the work that we do, you know, and everyone can do their own thing. There's a Viva MK market getting ready to happen for Latinos.
Yes.
There's
and we love
Elevate.
It
yeah. Elevate Asian. Elevate Asian is a nonprofit that focuses on Asian community. There's the Hmong Women's Association. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of different groups. And then there's Downtown Bid, and there's the Visit Milwaukee, and they all are helping in all different types of ways. And then we all integrate to help. So, like, Visit Milwaukee has supported what we do. We supported what Visit Milwaukee has done. We just have our own missions, and I think people just need to realize that there's all these different communities that need help, and we all have our place in them, but it's all hands on deck and all tools in the toolbox.
So when you look at the city of Milwaukee, and especially African-American community, it is without question in a horrific condition as it relates to its economy and financially, economically. So at the root of it is our lack of businesses themselves and viable businesses. So it clearly is, if ever there was a time, and I always go back to, again, when I was a young man and we had our own businesses and dollars turned over in our community. Let's just talk about, because people may not even understand this and not even believe it, but the dollars don't turn over in our community. Successful communities, money turns over. I think in the Jewish community, don't quote me, I may be misquoting it, but I think a dollar turns over 50 times before it leaves the Jewish community. Mm-hmm. It changes hands to different businesses that many times. And so that means that there are other businesses that are impacted and are able to survive because of that. In the white community, I don't know, what is it, 25 times or whatever it is? It is a measurable amount of time that that those dollars can have an impact on these other businesses and allow them to survive. The Hmong, all of these others, the Asian communities all have measurable amounts of times that dollars move through their community.
Absolutely.
But in the African-American community, the dollar doesn't stay in our community one day.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it has to do a lot of times with historical factors for those communities and our communities. And so, like, one of the things, like, we were talking about earlier about banks and different things like that not providing. But the other part is when they did, or the city allowed for a business to be in the Black community, they would not allow Black people to have a Black to own a business in the Black community, but they'll allow other communities to. And that was just legislation. It's a fact. It's not nothing against any communities that ended up taking those advantage of those opportunities, but that's just what it was. And at that time, most of those governmental entities were mostly white, and those committees were mostly white. And so they would not allow those other people of color, the people of color, to be in white areas, but they'll say, oh, it's okay to be in the Black areas, but won't allow the Black people to have their own businesses. So although we know that this is a real issue, I think we also got to look at it historically, and that's how we can kind of come up with some solutions.
So we're at a point where this has to happen, and that we have to be successful in it for there to be any future at all.
Sure.
For young people.
Absolutely.
We constantly hear the refrain from people about, why are those people acting like that? Why are children acting like that? Why all of the crime and all those things? But when people don't get a fair shot at life, you can rest assured they're going to do whatever is necessary to survive. So businesses are at the root of any survival of any people. And so it's good to know that you guys are at least organizing, making an effort, notifying people of what businesses are out there. Let's talk about the app, okay?
Yeah, and I think that that's a great segue as we talk about, what kind of businesses are in our community to serve our community and how we hadn't historically had that chance to be those businesses. The app actually brings all the Black businesses in Milwaukee right to Kenosha.
So if I can get you to hold a thought. We've got to go to a break. In the studio, Ms. Solana Patterson and Asha Sawyers. They're here with MKE Black. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Right. If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover. A haven for plant and art lovers in the area, Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine. And the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Kinnickinnick Avenue in Milwaukee or online at clovermke.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 75. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 47. Ample sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, highs around 80. Mid-80s Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday, with highs in the mid-60s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
And text us at that same number. My guest, Miss Solana Patterson and Asha Sawyers, MKE Black. And so what you're talking about, again, for people who may just be joining us, is trying to connect businesses in the Black community in the city of Milwaukee and help these many fledgling businesses be able to survive. And the only way they can do that is for people to know they're there. Many of them can't afford advertising. Advertising mm-hmm. is very costly. And so, you know, we've got to do everything within our power to make sure that these businesses survive. Because when you keep hearing, like we're hearing right now from the state level, we're tired of trying to help Milwaukee. You know, Robin Voss and others, we are tired of doing all these things for Milwaukee. And yeah. So when Milwaukee and people in Milwaukee attempt to do things for themselves, clearly all people are asking is a fair and equitable opportunity to do things for themselves. And that includes our businesses, which have not been able to get the capital necessary to make their businesses successful. And part of what you guys are attempting to do is, number one, bring attention mm-hmm. to the fact that these businesses are there. And then through maybe that, those businesses fledgling businesses will be able to expand. And that's how our community will then be able to stand on its own two feet. But go ahead.
Yeah, and also, you know, we're doing this without anybody. No one's members of anything. Like, sometimes they get help from us or advertisement from us, and they don't even know us like that. We'll tag them. We'll send stuff, whatever. A lot of people got on the app. The first versions of the app didn't have – they didn't know they were on the app. There was research done. They were put on the app, and people were getting business. And, you know, people would hit us up or they see us out in the community or whatever, and they'll say, like, I didn't even know I was on the app. But then I started getting business randomly from corporations and this and that. They said they found me on the app. I don't know how, you know, that happened, but thank you so much. Like, we had one lady, I think it's Tiffany's Bakery. She currently has a storefront, actually, in Bayshore.
Tiffany's Dessert Bar in Bayshore. Amazing place. Check it out.
Yeah, she's gluten-free. By the way, for gluten-free people, she has gluten-free cheesecake and gluten-free, a bunch of gluten-free stuff. I'm gluten-sensitive, so I was like, she's dope. She came to us, and she was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know I was on the app and stuff like that, but I've gotten this contract, and I asked them where they saw me, and they said they's from their app. So, you know, whatever, you know, please invite me. I want to be a part of stuff that you do. And we've had things like that and stories like that of people coming through and just being appreciative for the work we've done, because it's not about, like, putting our name out there like that. It's about us helping the businesses in any way, shape, or form, and making sure that they have resources and stuff. So another step to what we're trying to do is give people resources that they might not know exist. We've done workshops, and we have a program called Pitch Black, which helps with Black with business planning and different things when it comes to businesses. We've also had events and panel discussions on how to build wealth and build equity and stuff like that. And so we're also just trying to spread knowledge in an accessible way for everybody, no matter if you're a new business owner or old business owner or whatever, you are all being able to get this information.
So, you know, people come up with ideas and all excited about, and they start their businesses. And even though it's a great idea, marketing. The fact that marketing is as key to business as the idea itself. Marketing costs money.
Absolutely. And so that's why what we do is no small feat. It's not like small potatoes and we're just trying out here. We're literally generating, you know, large amounts of money for businesses, not only by creating the app, but by promoting that app to corporate entities and to people that are looking for these services to think of the Black community. We're also our marketplace, which is really what we want to talk about today, has generated thousands of dollars for those vendors that we have marketplaces in the Deer District, just like we're going to have this Sunday, June 11th. We'll have a marketplace there, and not 80 to 90% of our vendors completely sell out of their goods in that one day.
We've got to go to a break. We'll carry you over another segment. We've got to go to a break. My guests are Solana Patterson and Asha Sawyers. They're with MKE Black. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Longtime religious broadcaster Pat Robinson has died at 93. The news was confirmed today by the Christian Broadcasting Network, which Robertson founded back in the 60s. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Pat Robertson was a minister, businessman, educator, and philanthropist, but he'll best be remembered for founding the Christian Broadcasting Network, where he hosted the 700 Club.
Oh, we've got a wonderful audience and a wonderful program.
In 1988, Robertson made a bid for the White House, entering Republican primaries.
This is my first political campaign. I never ran for anything in my life.
He won 9% of the vote, an indication of the strength of his conservative Christian base. And it was that group that listened to him over the decades, even when he made controversial remarks, such as suggesting Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans because God was angry over abortions.
Again, televangelist Pat Robertson has died at 93. CBS News Special Report.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The identity of a man that died in a house fire early yesterday in Racine isn't yet known. It happened on 19th Street, and smoke was initially seen coming from two-bedroom windows. The Gurnee Police Department got several reports of a bear sighting near Gurnee Mills yesterday. Despite efforts, officers were unable to locate the bear. Governor Tony Evers visited Samuel Myers Park in Racine yesterday after the city was announced as one of the recipients of a grant from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program. The grant, totaling just over $26,000, will be used to install a viewing platform at the park. A new local music venue of sorts is opening. Brittany Merlot has more.
Kenosha County's Old Settlers Park will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony and a free concert today. Betsy Aid and the well-known Strangers break in the stage that was funded in part by local donation efforts. Concerts will be held there every Thursday.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It'll only cost you 50 cents to see.
what life has done to those like you and me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am excited to have in studio Miss Asha Sawyers and Solana Patterson there with MKE Black. And so you guys are talking about an event that you have scheduled for this Saturday.
Absolutely. So we're going to be doing our first summer marketplace event in the Deer District. This will be the first market that we do of the year. We'll have more than 40 vendors. It's going to be starting at 11 a.m. It'll end at 4, and it'll be on the Deer District Plaza, so 1134 North Velar Phillips Avenue. And that market is designed to, you know, come out and support Black businesses and help them, you know, get the money and the resources that they need to thrive.
But also to set up a vibe. We definitely try to have a vibe there. So you come through and it's like more like a family reunion type of thing. So we have DJs. We are having games. We're ordering more games because people take, you know, we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to play different stuff. We try to make it like more community-based. We have different types of food trucks. Try to have unique vendors.
Live
DJ. And then this year we're having a DJ Drip Sweat, which is a queer woman DJ that's been around in the city for a minute. Last year we had Doc B. He did most of our summer events. He was dope. I know he listening. And so we just always try to have some kind of vibe and support Black businesses at the same time. And so come out and just come and enjoy yourself.
Listen, without question, I support you young people. 100%.
Oh, I should say people should donate because we're all nonprofits and we're mostly volunteers.
So where can they donate?
They can donate at mkeblack.org.
Okay. So I support you guys 100%. And, you know, it is good to see that people are organizing and doing what they can to rectify what I think is an injustice and has been for a long, long time in the city of Milwaukee. And the fact that we've got to begin somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the fact that businesses and people who've made and invested their life savings into these businesses and went out on a limb is more than a notion to create a business. And many people put everything they have into it. And some of the things that I've read about businesses succeeding, you know, past 4 or 5 years is rare.
Yeah. And that's definitely something we want to have extend. Like, what's the average life of businesses? And are you shutting down because you want to or because you have to, or and stuff? And so like this is people's lives, as you say. This is people's lives, but it's also straight up going into the political part of it, right? We're one of the worst cities for people of color, worst city for Black folks, worst place, child poverty, hunger, home ownership, all these kinds of things.
Incarceration.
And all these things are rooted in bias, laws, and policies, right, that we all know very well. We all came together from the work that we were doing in previous organizations to say, what can we do? But I definitely want to make sure to say, like, this is only one tool in a toolbox. And I probably said it a little bit earlier, but this is only one tool in a toolbox. We're not saying this is the end-all, be-all, and this should be the only thing. But we hope that this is a vehicle for us to do something in the immediate to put people's food in while also doing our other work that we do in our personal lives to make sure Milwaukee becomes a better place in different types of ways, including policy.
So what it is a visionary thought, and success starts with a vision. And if you don't see it, if you can't envision it, it's never going to happen. And that's what business people do. They envision whatever it is they attempt in their lives and they follow that vision. And kudos to anybody who steps out on what fortunately at times appears to be a cliff. But you guys and you know, resources and all of those things and making people aware of it. There are people in our community. I know I'm one of them. If I know that there's a business that's doing and good things, and even if they're not, you know, my thing is I'm going to spend my money with people who are doing the best they can and have made these commitments. It may cost a little more, but in the long run, you're making things better for an entire community. The community itself is made up of everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the stronger the business community is, the stronger the community itself is going to be. And so the fact that you're identifying, we didn't talk about the app. How do people get the app?
So you can download the app in your app store for Android and Apple. It has about 800 black businesses on it. We are trying to build it up. And so we're also always accepting donations just for the app because we want to expand on it to have it that you have your own profile and you can save your favorite people. But it is mapped out. Like if you want a restaurant and you're trying to figure out somewhere to eat, you can actually pull up the map and see what's the closest black owned restaurant. And some other things are mapped out as well, but we're always improving the app.
Let me ask you guys, it just seems to me, and I don't have any documentation to back it up, but are women more likely to become business owners than men?
Actually, no.
Yeah, we've seen that like half and half. I don't think we've seen really? Like just women. Yeah, I think most of our vendors sometimes be. It'd be like half and half.
We've got a large amount of very successful men out there, like Truman McGee with Fresh, Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. But we've got the women out here hanging too. We don't have the U.S. Census data to give you a direct answer, but we do see it 50-50. And even if you come out on Sunday, you're going to look at those booths and you'll see what we're seeing.
Well, I'll definitely.
But I do
come
say
out,
as I see a lot of. I think there is an increase in women being involved in business and being involved in stuff. And I think there is some data that we're seeing like more women being involved, but I think when overall it's more women getting into it at a higher rate than men, but it's not like there's more women in it.
So younger people clearly are entering into business.
I hate to agree on all of this data without the actual truth, and we have Google right in front of us, but there are tons of actual people who are 50, 60, and this will be their first business. Emmanuel Mix, and just starting that out and starting that. And she's, I don't know her age, but there are a lot of black people who are starting to see, I can see somebody in business. I can see they're winning. Maybe this is for me too. And they're starting to come in black, young, old, men, female. They're starting to see that this is for me too.
And then I think it's also accessibility to industry and stuff like that. I will say that with the internet, if anybody's being on TikTok, they know like innovation is ramping up really weirdly recently because you can easily make a product and have the advertisement with a low budget in comparison to previous years. And so I do think there is like innovation happening in this really weird way and within the black community, because then also if your city is biased, and this is my ploy to people listening too, if the city is biased or the place you're at is biased, you have the internet, you have places to find people to be your customer. And I do think that one of the things is people try to do brick and mortar all the time. And we have this robust internet system going on right now. And I would employ people to always explore that or do both, have a brick and mortar and have an internet, because there's a lot of customers out there. And it doesn't matter if you're in the black community or white community, a lot of people just have biases, are anti-black. And so you could do everything you want and you might not always get the customers. So make sure you expand your customer base. So you make sure you get all the opportunities.
So that makes me want to
shout out all the people who are pro-black and great allies. Thank
you. So you made me think about something in brick and mortar, which is the way we've always looked at businesses and stores, especially in my generation. And then you look at what is Amazon, and you look at people who are buying everything on these sites. That's somebody's business, right? Mm-hmm. And so people clearly are going into those types of businesses and doing
e-commerce.
Well, right?
Yeah, e-commerce, yeah. And a lot of Black folks are definitely making some money off of doing e-commerce. In a way that I think people don't know.
And one of the things I'd like to say about that really quickly is that we are right now in 2023 going through a major shift in communications and in business itself. And the internet is not to be neglected. If you're going to be in business and you're going to do this, you have got to take the internet seriously. Every major business is doing that, including Walmart downsizing and upscaling their online. That should be a sign to you, no matter what kind of business you have got to have an online presence and take the internet seriously.
Don't neglect your social media.
Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I really enjoy the conversation this morning, and I'd love to actually be able to connect with these young ladies afterwards. I own, it's glpages.com, gay and lesbian pages.com. And we get about 100,000 or more unique visitors each month. But it's all gay owned, gay friendly businesses. But I think that we as a group need to come together with like Black-owned businesses and things like that, as well other minority groups, make us stronger. So if they would like to somehow also share, I have a Wisconsin section on my site.
So Tom, just leave just
a free listing.
Tom, just leave your information with Calvin.
Yeah, okay. We actually have a list on our website of local Black LGBT people. There's an article on our website, and I will be posting it in the next week that we highlight. Also, one of our founders is a gay man, so we are definitely pro Black LGBT and Black LGBT businesses.
Tom, just leave your information. I'll make sure they get to you, man. Thank you very much for the call. What do you guys want to say as we get ready to wrap this up?
Please support us. Please support. Come down to the event. Download our app.
I'll be there.
You know, download our app and download, donate, follow us on social media. What else, Asha?
Exactly. Follow us on social media and come out and support us and get connected with us.
Yeah, it's mkeblack.org, and all the links for our social media are on there as well.
You know, guys, thanks for coming in, sharing the information. We should talk again.
Yes.
Definitely. And congratulations on all the hard work. And I know, Solana, you've been at this for a long time. You've been working hard in the community.
Yeah,
and
I got a new job now, too.
Yeah, well, you change jobs like the weather changes.
Whatever.
So what is your new job now?
I'm currently the executive director of Milwaukee Food Council. So that's a nonprofit that focuses on reducing food waste and feeding people and trying to get all these organizations that are working on poverty together and so that we can be more efficient.
You think you're going to keep that one longer than a week?
Huh.
She was made for this, first of all.
I'm only joking.
She was made for this.
I only see you like every 2 years. But when it comes to Edidom, you know, you never know. So I'm not going to even say I'm going to be there.
I was only joking.
I know. But it's real. But you know, people can follow my work and stuff. I'm on LinkedIn and all kinds of stuff. But and I definitely can. Would like the whole conversation.
All right, we got to go. 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Evans Show. We'll be right back.
Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
This Sunday is the Black-owned summer marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 75. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55
this
degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Here's what I don't understand. Well, in a way, I kind of do, but what I don't accept. There's this political world braces for possible federal indictment of Trump. So all these signals that America had better watch out, or people, the government itself, should worry about threats that if Donald Trump is indicted, that there's somehow going to be, you know, upheaval, and people are going to be angry, and things are going to happen, and, oh, no, we can't do that because, you know, all hell is going to break loose if you indict Donald Trump. What is that about? So if Donald Trump gets indicted and people act in a manner that's not lawful, do what you do. When people are in marches and don't act lawfully, they're arrested. So if people are making threats or people are threatening to do things to the government, if the government does what it has to do with a man who committed a crime, I don't care if it's Donald Trump or whoever he is, let's stop making excuses of why we can't do this. Well, we don't know. We can't. It's Donald Trump. And if we do that, people are going to be angry. To hell with the people being angry. Do what's right. And what's right is not allowing any man, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not the government. Donald Trump is one man. He's a citizen. And so because there are people who support him, and those people are willing to do things that are illegal and unlawful, then there's answers to that. Arrest them. But for heaven's sakes, all these mealy-mouthed people talking about, Oh, we got to be real careful about how we respond to Donald Trump. What is that? And why are we tolerating that? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Why are we tolerating that? Everywhere. I don't care what newspaper it is that I look at or whatever it is I'm reading. Everybody's preparing. Oh, it's going to be a dark day if somebody does something to Donald Trump. Hey, all of the folk who claim to be lawful citizens, who claim to be, you know, constitutionalists, who love this country, you know, and we know what this man has done, what he said and done, and now we want justice, and we want this man who clearly has been getting away with murder. The political world is bracing for the possibility of a federal indictment of former President Trump, the leading candidate for the Republican presidential election next year. Bracing? The political world bracing? Bracing for what? He's a man. Well, you know, they're doing it because he's a Republican and he's the leading, you know, Republican candidate, and so this is why they're doing it. No, it's not. That's not the reason he broke the law. And if we're going to start, worrying about the people who support Donald Trump, it's over. Then don't tell me anymore about a constitution. Then don't tell me anymore about the greatness of our nation, the most powerful nation on earth, and cowering to one man. Well, you know, Donald Trump has a lot of people who support him, and those people are willing. Okay, whoever those people are, I really don't think that, you know, they can deal with the military of the United States. I don't think they're that powerful. If that's what it takes to keep those people in line, so be it. Why are we knuckling under to this? And I know what I'm saying is true and right. And if it's not 844-967-2789, if what I'm saying is inaccurate, you got a chance to prove me wrong. We know what this man has done and continues to do. And for a nation to be cowering over the fact that there's some MAGA people who may be upset, come on, man. Come on, what is that? So Donald Trump clearly is in serious trouble. And Donald Trump is going to pay a price. It may not happen before election time. You know, these things take time. But he clearly is not going to get away. Every way you turn, there are lawyers at his heels. And you may say he's still my man, but that doesn't matter. You know, he's going to go to jail where he should be for all the different things that he's done. But for heaven's sakes, for all these people to be afraid of Donald Trump is ridiculous. I don't care. I really don't. Somebody has to say it. People whispering, oh, we can't. If they do something to Donald Trump, the Trump people, the MAGA people are going to be upset, and we know what they're going to do. To hell with that. Stand for what's right. And what Donald Trump is doing and has done is not right. And for the people who ignore that, they're not right. Enough of this. Terrified of one man. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know I'm telling the truth. We'll be right back.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving.